Is TikTok a security risk worth banning? The House of Representatives thinks so. Stay tuned as we discover the latest buzz surrounding the app's future and its implications for data security and control. In our top story, written by Nathan Eddy for Dark Reading, Congress's recent vote to ban TikTok has sparked debates about data security and control. The bill, passed by the House Energy Committee, mandates divestment of any company controlled by a foreign adversary within 180 days. While the House supports the bill, its fate in the Senate remains uncertain. If enacted, this would mark the first legislative attempt to ban a major social media platform. TikTok's data privacy concerns extend beyond the U.S., with repercussions felt in the U.K. and across the EU. And despite TikTok's significant contribution to small business revenue, debates continue on the effectiveness of such a ban and its implications for digital borders and foreign influence. All right, Tony, we heard this before. We heard this last year. Respectfully, Congress looked like a bunch of idiots asking the CEO of TikTok a bunch of questions. Did it again. Apparently they don't know that he's from Singapore and it's a different country from China. I get TikTok security bad, Chinese controlled. Bring it down, dude. I feel like the sky is falling. Bring us back from the Chicken Little. Like, what's your perspective on this?
Well, let's talk about two things. First off, we'll end on this, where the abdication of power control is never an easy process. And what they're trying to do is unseat someone who has a lot of control, and in this case, influence and touch to the youth community. And that's going to be a difficult fight. But let's back up just a little bit and talk about what's actually being done. They, being the government, doesn't like something. So they are creating a process for it to be separated from foreign entities. The irony is that, if, for those of you who are following the story, is it could possibly be purchased by entities not preferential to those who are anti-government. And I don't know where this is going to end up, but I think, like, going back to the abdication, the forfeiting of power, the separation of power, regardless of the driver and where it ends up, I think that's going to end in a poor, I don't think the communication that's taking place right now is really serving them well. And I don't know how this is going to end up. I don't have a well-crafted opinion of this. I haven't formulated one yet. But from my observations, I feel like the government doesn't like something. They're doing what they can to separate it. They don't really understand where it's going to end up, which you're using hope as a strategy. And I don't know if that's the best thing here. And more importantly, out of this entire process, they're separating it because of a foreign entity. Well, let's look at everything else that has a foreign association, including land acquisition itself here in the United States, which is actually being in certain states, slowly but surely passing bills that will not allow foreign entities to own land. And this is happening a lot in California and Arizona, where they're actually mining the fresh water out of that. And they're calling it desecrating the land for minerals. I'm trying to figure out where this is going to go. I just don't see it being A, a priority, B, being handled well, and C, ending up better than the current state. Talk to me.
I don't disagree with you at all. My concern is this, like, forget the security implications. I don't disagree that there's a possibility or even a likelihood of data being shared with entities we don't want data being shared with. I'm not arguing that point. Where I take, as a business owner, where I take great concern out of this whole situation is that the United States government is saying, if you want to operate on the public internet inside our territory, you have to sell your company. Like, to me as a business owner, that is flipping dolphin terrifying. All
right? What happens, like, if you get an investment from outside the United States, which technically makes them owner and in some capacity a shareholder? I mean, is that the same thing can apply where, sorry, Ray, you can't get foreign investment. In fact, Ray, I'm now questioning, because of your Cuban descent, being affiliated with you at this point.
Oh, yeah. you know what this reminds me of? It wasn't too long ago. Hip hop was 30 years ago. And we doesn't that
it wasn't too long ago.
But it wasn't too long ago. But you remember the TV show The Americans?
Oh yeah.
Where the US was very much anti anybody from Russia or anybody from a potentially communist country. And let's be honest, that was the 20th century version or the 21st century version of the Salem witch trials.
Yep.
And this concerns me because the public internet should be open. We're in a country where we believe in the freedom of speech. And then we're starting to see these liberties being taken away. Look at certain states already blocked Pornhub, right? It all starts with porn. So, and anybody that doesn't believe me, look at the VHS and Betamax story. But these things, and I wonder for what benefit. I mean, this hemming and hawing, when Facebook is just as much of an offender, they're more of a public offender of this than anybody else. But Zuckerberg still goes to Congress and answers questions, and nobody's blocking Facebook. Nobody disagrees. They're just as much of a risk, and they can sell their data to anybody they want. But we've waxed poetic about it enough. I personally hope TikTok doesn't go away. I've learned so much from it. Sorry, Sister Virginia, my third grade teacher, but TikTok taught me more. If you have comments on this, and I'm sure you do, go ahead and comment below or hit us up on the Discord. If you go to TikTok and you can watch the video and you can't comment, don't worry about it. We're on Discord too. So if TikTok goes away, you can just watch there. And with that, thanks for tuning in. If you found the story eye-opening, catch MSP Dispatch every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern for more in-depth news coverage. Share your thoughts below and remember to hit that subscribe button. See you next time.
See you, everyone.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.